This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli attacks killed dozens of Palestinians.
More than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, have been killed in airstrikes on two homes, rescuers and hospital officials say Saturday, a day after the UN chief warned again that nowhere is safe in Gaza and that Israel's ongoing offensive is creating massive obstacles for aid distribution. The Israeli military announces troops arrested hundreds of alleged militants in Gaza over the past week and transferred more than 200 of them to Israel for further interrogation, providing rare details on a controversial policy of mass roundups of Palestinian men. The army says more than 700 people with alleged ties to militant groups have been so far sent to the lockups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former TV journalist in Russia has been disqualified as a candidate for Russia's next presidential election, preventing her from running against President Vladimir Putin on a platform of opposition to the war in Ukraine.
Video from the Central Electoral Commission showed members voting unanimously to reject her candidacy on Saturday because of alleged flaws in her application to register. Putin's critics said it proved no one with genuine opposition views will be allowed to challenge him in the first presidential election since Russia invaded Ukraine last February. Dentsova told reporters her team had trouble finding a lawyer to certify the bid after dozens declined. When she said last month she wanted to stand, commentators described her as crazy, brave, or part of a Kremlin-scripted plan to emulate a fair election. In this interview with Reuters in November, she said, "Any sane person taking this step would be afraid, but fear must not win." The Kremlin says Putin will win because he enjoys genuine support across society, with opinion poll ratings of around 80%.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting, and this is VOA News. The Czech Republic on Saturday mourned victims of the country's worst mass shooting that killed 14 at a Prague university on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens.
Mass was held at the main St. Vitus Cathedral, attended by Czech President Petr Pavel. The country observed a minute silence at noon. On Thursday, a 24-year-old student went on a shooting rampage at the Charles University's Faculty of Arts in downtown Prague, killing students and lecturers before shooting himself as a police squad closed in on him. More than 25 people were taken to hospitals, many suffering serious wounds.
France has completed the withdrawal of its troops from Niger after they were asked to leave by the country's new military rulers, ending years of on-the-ground support. The withdrawal completed on Friday has raised concerns from analysts about a gap in the fight against the rebel violence across the Sahel region of Africa. The president, Emmanuel Macron, however, said France would remain involved in the area and region, although in a different way. In West Africa, Niger was seen as the last remaining Western partner in a decade-long fight against the rebel groups that have seized terrorists or territories, massacred civilians, and battled foreign armies in the Sahel. A one-in-a-million birth occurred in the U.S. state of Alabama. Details from VOA's Alexis Strope.
An Alabama woman with two uteri and two cervixes has given birth to two babies after carrying one of them in each uterus. Kelsey Hatcher of Dora, about 45 kilometers from Birmingham, gave birth to two girls on Wednesday and Thursday after a combined 20 hours of labor. Hatcher was diagnosed with a double uterus, also called uterus Didelphus, when she was 17. The rare congenital condition occurs in 0.3% of women, according to a report published by the University of Alabama at Birmingham. The report says there is an estimated 1 in a million chance of carrying a baby in both uteri. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
About 300 Indian citizens heading to Central America were sequestered in a French airport for a third day Saturday after a dramatic police operation prompted by a tip that those aboard might be victims of human trafficking. Those aboard included children and families. The youngest passenger is a toddler of 21 months. And among the children are several unaccompanied minors, according to the local civil protection agency. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.